In today's, we're looking at a step-by-step guide as simple as possible to start an Amazon FBA business today. The guide that I'm going to go through today was compiled by me. I took all the knowledge from my other team members that have successfully launched products. So this guide, I know hand on heart, works, and it will work for you if you follow it. The team have done over a dozen products now, generating sales in the hundreds of thousands of pounds, with the longest member actually being outside of the UK, not only selling in Europe, but selling in America as well. There's a huge opportunity right now for brands and private label products. So without further ado, let's get into the video. First off, what is the pros and cons to Amazon FBA? Well, the pros are that you don't really have to do anything other than source the products and a little bit of admin. But generally speaking, you're paying Amazon, which stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. They fulfill everything. They deal with all the orders, the packaging, the shipping, and then the returns of your customer. All you have to do is get your inventory bought and get it to Amazon. When you're buying your products, you're getting it made. Likelihood is perhaps from China. The goods will go directly from China labeled to Amazon. So really, it can be at the stage where you really have very little to do in terms of the hands-on once you establish your product, making it a perfect business model for someone that's either on the go, that travels a lot, doesn't want to work 9 to 5, and just wants a flexible way of living. As I said at the start of the video, we do all sorts of different ways of fulfilling by Amazon. The common ones being arbitrage, retail, and online. Wholesale is where you're buying large quantity of products. And then there is private label, which is what we're talking about today. This is, in my opinion, the key part. It's the research part. The buying the goods and shipping the Amazon and doing all that, as we've already discussed, that's the easy bit. The hard bit is finding a good product, because you can spend all the money in the world on advertising, but if you do not have a good product, it will not sell well and you will lose money. So that's the risk. That's why private label is risky. But with good tools, you can most certainly find fantastic opportunities. And a tool that comes highly recommended is AMZ Scout. So let's get in to the browser. Go to AMZ Scout. The key thing we want to do is highlight the product research section and go down to Pro Extension. This is where you find profitable products to sell on Amazon through an extension. I've already obviously got this thing set up. So for example, if I'm on Amazon and I'm looking through and I see air fryer liners, this little circular button down here saying AMZ Scout Pro, click that. And what you will find is it brings up this product and tell you how many results it brings up, the average monthly sales, the average sales rank, the average price, the average reviews. It pretty much brings up all of the data you need to understand, is this a good product? Is this something that's selling well? Is this something that I could launch? Now, while this isn't a depth guide, there is plenty of research tools available to you on AMZ Scout. For example, this here, video plus guide, how to use the Pro extension. Fantastic information here. It will go into a lot more detail. Honestly, it looks more complicated than what it is, but this is just gathering information. It's going to give you a score for private label based on different metrics that you can input. And you can manually go through and check out everything. But most important things to look for is obviously your profit first and foremost. But how well is this selling and what is the competition like? Now, AMZ Scout will also give you this little hot notification. This product is considered hot because the sales grew by 20% or more for the past 3 months. That's phenomenal. And you can see this seems to be quite an on-trend type of thing. The ratings isn't too bad either. So it's kind of ticking all the boxes. Obviously, you would want a bit more profit, but that is the key thing with this. It is a low value product. You may want to go a bit higher, but the average price is only $736, and you'll have to factor that in when you're sourcing the product. If you go to filters, and this is the part that I really want to emphasize, you want to be making sure that you're spending the time. This might take a couple of hours. This might take a couple of days. Take your time. You're going to spend a lot of money on a product here and try to launch a brand, and especially at the start, take your time. Use AMZ Scout to analyze completely. This tool can do all the hard work for you. You just have to understand it and give it time. Everybody's settings are going to be different. You're going to want to see certain things that will be different completely to everybody else. The view is where you go here. Go into this and you can pick out all of this different information. Some of the stuff is set as standard. Some of the things will change based on what you are looking for. Don't forget now, within this Pro, if you're just manually going through looking for what's selling well on Amazon, that's how you would do it. Go to their top 100 best-selling items and maybe try and source it. But you also have this, product ideas, random product idea, top 1,000 bestsellers, new and trending items. If you click on these, this will bring you to the main AMZ site, and then you will go in and you will see all of these things, and voila, first thing is the air fryer liners, and then you can scroll down and maybe get inspiration from that. And just while we're on the website, I mostly want to talk about the Pro extension, but while you're in here, again, plenty of learning opportunities, plenty of trend and product ideas, and all of these other options, keyword options, how you can search, reverse, ASIN lookup. The good thing about AMZ is they give you plenty of opportunities, plenty of different ways to find the right product. You need to understand all the different ways of being able to do that, and then you'll find which way you prefer to do it, what way works best for you and your business. Now let's go back to this. Say we want to open up the category a bit more, say baby toys. So if we just search for baby toys, what is AMZ's Pro already doing? It is looking for baby toys, okay? So this will bring up, now there's going to be many baby toys, as you can imagine. You can filter by any of these things. So low ranking, high ranking, that's what your BSR is. That's generally an indication of how well the thing will sell. The price, the FBA fees, margin, the revenue that you could potentially be making, the number of reviews, every little thing. And as I said, that view, again, you can pick even more if you want. That can help you, but what AMZ's Pro extension does fantastically is product score for private label. Filter by this. 8 is really high. That's really good. 10 is perfect. 0, crap, really. So look at this. This product score for private label indicates a product has high demand, low competition, and good margins for private labeling. The product score can range from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. You will have enough profit from this product, you will be able to get decent sales, even with a low review count. The listing is average quality, and you can try to make it better. There is a big revenue opportunity. So that looks like a great one. There's other things like niche keywords. You can click on this. This will tell you what is the keywords here that you'll have to pay for pay per click. That's how you get engagement on your listings. So this is a niche keyword. You can see interest over time. Surprise, surprise, when's the most best time to buy toys? Around Christmas. So that trend is strong all the time. These toys sell all the time, but you don't want to be looking at the trend in November thinking, oh, I'm going to sell this amount, and then by the time you get your order, maybe in February time, sales have went off the side. So you have to factor in all of these things. But for example, if you find a good product, what you could do is add the tracker. I'll maybe look at this later. Product calculators here, your product history, or get the keywords from it. So when you have this listing, you'll want to try and replicate it. But again, looking for a listing perhaps that doesn't have good pictures or description or something that you can improve on. Maybe read through the reviews, see what the bad reviews are saying. Is there a gap there? This is only 4.8, 4.5. Maybe this product is selling this year one hot, it's selling really well, but the reviews are only 4.4. Maybe go in and see, is there something to do with the packaging? Is there something that you can improve on? Then if you find it, you go find an Alibaba. What AMZ Scout does brilliantly is it brings you on Alibaba, and then automatically it is looking for this image. There is the product here, and what it is doing automatically is searching for similar images, and straight away you can see here this product, that little frog, this little box that it comes in, $15.99, and you can see straight away here we can place an order here with this supplier who looks good, 29 rating, 4.9 out of 5 rating, 2 years supplying. You click on this and you can see here this is the quantities you need to buy, but for £3.70 a unit at the higher end. Back, click on this profit calculator. Product price is £15.99. Product cost, so say for example just put in £5 here. There will be packaging and shipping and putting their labels on. There's all different things that you can add on to this and there'll be more expenses, but let's just say roughly £5 per product. What it does here then is fulfillment fee, referral fee, Amazon, selling fees. It calculates everything for you, and based on selling £16, based on buying it at £5, taking away the Amazon fees, it is saying 12% return on investment with your estimated monthly profit of almost £9,500. That is again incredible, and that is again at a high level. Once you've negotiated on Alibaba with a supplier, and look around, always do a test product first, but you don't want to just jump in and buy it in case the quality is crap. You want to see potentially what is, maybe even buy the product from Amazon, the one that you're looking, and compare, see which one's better, what are they doing wrong, check the reviews, try and implement that and improve on that. negotiate that through Alibaba? Do you want your brand name on it? Do you need a name on it? Can you make it different in some sort of way? And I will see you all